If you could tell me, what would you call the people who were slaves in this country before the war between the states?
Excuse me.
Is that for you?
Oh, good.
So she's been really sick.
And sister, let me tell you one thing. She was just a walking angel beauty before any of these things ever happened.
Well, it's nice to hear that a person fights afterwards, you know, keeps it up.
And she's fought a long time.
Yes.
No, you're talking about Limerick. His family come from Limerick, Ireland. And our oldest daughter was overseas, and she was flying back home. And they must have been flying pretty low. And she said what a pretty view it was. And the pilot said, well, this is Limerick Island.
Oh.
And he said that he wished he could fly over Limerick City. That was a beautiful place. So she was a Limerick and got to fly over Limerick Island, and she didn't know about it. She told him, she says, well, I'm a Limerick too. And he said, well, I wish I could fly you over the city, but there wasn't on the island, you know. And she said, well, I'm a Limerick, and I've seen some of the, where my great-granddaddy come from.
That's really nice. Now, I just asked you that question of what would you call a person who had been a slave before the Civil War? Skin is either black or brown. Just everyday conversation.
Would you call them Indians?
No.
What would you call them?
I didn't understand.
A person whose parents were slaves during the Civil War, what would you say, if you were telling me about that part of town, what section would you call that part of town?
Well, it's called the Nigger Quarter down there.
Pardon?
Nigger Quarter.
Yeah, that's all I needed to know. Was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if I, now, I'll just ask you again, and you give me the answer, and I'll move right on to the next one. What would you call the people who were slaves in this country before the Civil War?
The Nigger.
The Negro, as far as I know.
Well, good, that's exactly
the
it.
Man, the black man, I reckon you better put it down.
Well, I don't write anything down. Some people say that now, some people still don't. Well, suppose you were very angry at a Negro person and thought he was very trifling and no good. How would you refer to him?
Well, he's just no good.
Okay. And there wouldn't be any special word you would use to make it be that it was a black, you know, a Negro person?
And say a Negro.
Pardon?
Negro.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the same race as you and I?
White.
Okay. Suppose some Negro person was really angry at a white person. What do you think they'd call him behind his back?
Well, I really don't know.
Cracker.
A cracker, I reckon.
That's what they called us.
That's what they call you?
Yeah, cracker.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very, very much, and his young son broke it carelessly. You might say that the man got awfully
angry
about it. Would you ever say anything like riled?
Like what?
Riled up.
Yeah, they do get riled up when they get mad.
Okay, which one would you say, do you think?
Well, I guess riled up.
Okay.
Be more appropriate.
Suppose you'd been working very hard all day long. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he, at school.
He was bad at school.
But the nurse sent him home.
Oh, he was sick.